Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Buildings, What Buildings?
A reading from the letter of the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer aliens or foreign visitors. You are citizens like all the saints and parts of God's household. You are part of a building that has the apostles and prophets for its foundation and Christ Jesus himself for its main cornerstone. As every structure is aligned on him, all grow into one holy temple in the Lord. And you too, in him, are being built into a house where God lives in the Spirit. The Word of the Lord. Whenever I see a church building being remodeled in an ostentatious manner, or a new church building being built in a long-ago architecture, I'm startled and cringe a bit, as I believe it is a scriptural misunderstanding of today's reading. The letter to the community of Ephesus has a brilliant and very understandable image of, as the letter of Peter calls in uppercase letters, the people of God. It is a description of how in those early days, without technology, a building was constructed. Paul says, "You are that building." We begin with a foundation, so the building is on solid ground. So we have the apostles and prophets as a solid human foundation. And the image of Christ, Jesus, as the cornerstone. The cornerstone is essential so that east, west, north, and south sides of the building can run in straight lines, that is, integrate and not disintegrating, united, not divided. And then, wonderfully, we are built right into that house where, get this, God lives in the Spirit, that is uppercase Holy Spirit. So when we go into a church, it is just brick and mortar until we, the people of God, urged by the Spirit, make that Spirit palpable. What we have done before gathering and what we do after the faithful gathering is what counts. That is quiet but effective evangelization. ¶¶